When Michael Claren puts together a concert or a festival, he's guided by some very deep convictions.
We're ambassadors, you know? We take off from what we learn from the musicians, and we have to pass it down to friends that are younger to keep this music going. More now than ever, because we're losing so many of these great men and women that paved the way. You have to embrace the past, but we have to go forward.
I'm gonna have all you women.
Michael Claren is a veteran producer who in 1992 founded the Pocono Blues Festival, and he is inviting us to celebrate 25 years of blues in the Poconos September 16th, 17th, and 18th at Split Rock Resort at Lake Harmony. In anticipation of the silver anniversary of the festival, Michael Claren paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the event and how it all began for him.
Being from Philadelphia and growing up from Philadelphia in the 1960s and 70s, someone my age in their late 50s, I got educated on the music by the British invasion, like a lot of people did, you know, back then. So I went, I remember the date, Eric, it was March 30th, 1975, and I went to the Philadelphia Spectrum, no longer there, but where the Flyers used to play, right? And I went to see Eric Clapton. And lo and behold, the band that opened up for Eric Clapton was the Muddy Waters Blues Band from Chicago. So, of course, I heard of Muddy Waters, but I was 18 at the time, so I really wasn't educated too much on blues. But I figured, you know, if Clapton likes him, he's got to be good. And then I had really good seats, thank God. I went down with some friends from the Poconos, and it kind of hit me like a hammer on your head, you know, that it really changed my life. So then, luckily, once I experienced that, I was blessed to see John Lee Hooker and Albert King and Coco Taylor and Johnny Clyde Copeland all around the Philadelphia area. So that really got my start musically. And then I came up to University of Scranton, and my dad retired from the federal government around the same time, and then built a house in the Poconos. And I've been there really ever since, and it's almost going on 40 years, and I had the opportunity in 1992, being in group sales at Jack Frost and Big Boulder in the Poconos, and I asked my boss, I was involved in sales, but also back then they did Irish festivals and arts and crafts festivals, and I asked, are we open to do another event? And my boss at the time said, yeah, what do you have in mind? I said, a blues festival. And she said, well, if you do the feasibility study, I'll consider it. And that was January of 92. It was approved like 6 weeks later. And the Pocono Blues Festival started July 31st, August 1st, 1992. So consecutive three different locations. It's 19 years at Big Boulder. 4 years, as you know, at Blue Mountain in Palmerton from 2011 through 2014. And then we came home, so to speak, last year. We went 2 miles from Big Boulder site at Split Rock Resort. We had it last year, went well, and now we're doing it this year, September 16, 17, 18, celebrating 25 consecutive years of the blues.
You have to have a sense of what works together and also what appeals. So you want to do some heritage stuff, as we suggested, mm-hmm. but you also want to showcase some of the new artists. How have you worked that out?
Yeah. My programming vision is threefold. One third is your heritage artist. People have been around for many, many years. This year we have Eddie the Chief Clearwater headlining on Saturday, September 17th, and Jimmy Burns, another Chicago great. He's playing on Sunday, September 18th. So one third is your heritage artist. One third are really classic festival artists. You know, like this year we have Kenny Neal from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Guy Davis, who's a wonderful, great songwriter, folklorist. And then one third, or even for the knowledgeable blues fans, artists that they might have heard of but never seen before. So it's really a threefold programming vision.
And you also want to make sure, and you always do, that these artists are not just great musically, but they have some sort of charisma, some sort of relationship with the audience, right?
And they want to be there. You know, that's important, too. I mean, programmers, sometimes if you book one artist that really, it's kind of like it's a gig, and the crowd kind of feeds off of that, too. So the blues and good roots fans, they're really knowledgeable. So We want to make sure that all the artists want to be there, and they become fans. After their set, they stick around. They don't just hit it and quit it, get in the van, and drive home. They don't. They become a fan, they stick around, and you know, obviously, they're knowledgeable blues aficionados, so that's what's important, the whole vibe of the event.
Another thing that's important for you is the fact that you don't want to give us a festival of all electric guitar.
Yeah, I try to mix it up. It's almost like a puzzle, Erica. So you have your female vocalists, say, and then you want to put in a harmonica band leader, and then you want to put maybe a band with horns, then you want to put a guitarist in there, and then you want to do... We have two stages we're blessed to have. One big concert stage right at the base of a small ski area at Split Rock, so a natural amphitheater, and a 10,000-square-foot performance tent. So what I try to do with all my artists, they say, well, who's the one to see? And I try as a programmer to make it challenging for the guest. You know, so sometimes an artist musically fits better in the tent, and sometimes they fit better on the main stage. So it's almost like I'm a baseball manager where someone's got to bat first, someone's got to bat cleanup, and someone's got to bat ninth. You know, and that's the way I try to position and schedule.
Another thing you've told us at this table, Michael, is that you care about musicians who care about the music and respect the music and respect the audience. It's mutual.
It is. Maybe it's to a fault of mine. I try not to really get too much commercially in the music. I try to stick to the artists that live it, breathe it, and die it. So not that I don't respect the 11-year-old flavor of the day, but that's really not what my festival's about. It's about artists that have been around for decades and that are really advancing their music, you know, not only in their songwriting, but in their performance.
Another opportunity we have, you're giving us a workshop chance or a master class.
Very blessed at Split Rock, literally about 100 yards from the outside grounds. If people went to the wine festival at Split Rock, they'll know what I mean. It's a plush outside grounds with food vendors and craft vendors, but also inside at the Galleria complex, Erica, which is really literally a stone's throw from the outside grounds, there's big air-conditioned ballrooms. So that's where we have the showcases on Friday evening, the showcases Saturday evening. We have Gay Adegbolola, who was that wonderful, one of the founders of Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women. She's doing a wonderful Sunday brunch with four women, and it's a very gospel a cappella vibe to it. And what you mentioned, for the first time ever, we have Ronnie Earle, who's a very acclaimed musician. He's doing a master class on Saturday, September 17th, from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And he's going to not only give pointers, but he's also going to talk about his heroes, B.B. King and Albert King and Luther Allison, history that he's had with them. So it's really going to be a wonderful experience, and it's going to be one of those hand-picked, I think we're cutting it off at 25 students, and we're right about that now. So it's something that I always wanted to do, and now we have the opportunity to do it, so I'm excited about it.
You're often brought in as a consultant for other festivals, Michael, and you did a wonderful showcase on blues artists, didn't you?
I have, and I've been blessed to work with the good people at Briggs Farm, where we did a centennial blues. It was 2015, where we talked about artists that were born over 100 years ago and did their music, with Teeny Tucker, who's the daughter of the great Tommy Tucker, who wrote High Heel Sneakers. So we did the music of greats like Big Mama Thornton, or we did Son House, Mississippi John Hurt. So we did like six artists, each artist focused in 10 minutes. So it's like a 60-minute. About half of it was talking about the artist and half of it was music. So it was wonderful in the tent there at Briggs.
I mention that because it does go to the roots of who you are as someone who puts together festivals.
Thank you. Just, you know, I'm a music guy and I'm blessed to be in music. And we work on, my team and I work on several projects throughout the year, you know, in Pennsylvania. And we're going to do one. We're renting a resort in the Catskills. It's March 24th, 25th, and 26th. It's called Villa Roma, about 2 hours from here. And it's going to be basically a blues cruise on lands, where you have Shamika Copeland as the keynote speaker, and we have Bobby Rush and John Primer, who's Muddy Waters' last guitar, and Alexis P. Suter and Johnny Rawls and Teeny Tucker. So it's like all one price. You get your meals. You get your lodging. Guy Davis is doing a one-man off-Broadway play called The Adventures of Fishy Waters. You know, we're going to do industry panels. We're going to do a movie screening, book signings. Really excited about that, too. So.
Take us more deeply into some of these artists, Mike.
Great. So it's September 16, 17, and 18. And again, it's indoor showcases Friday evening, Saturday evening, Sunday morning, Ronnie Earle's masterclass Saturday morning. The crux of the festival is outside on two stages. So Saturday, September 16th, headlining, we have Ronnie Baker Brooks from Chicago with Eddie Clearwater. Buckwheat Zydeco was going to be our headliner, but Buckwheat's having some little health issues. So Ronnie's going to have horns. It's going to be a seven-piece band. And then Eddie the Chief Clearwater will come out with an Indian headdress from head to toe. And his music is a combination of, say, Chuck Berry to classic Chicago traditional blues. So that's 8 o'clock to 9:30 on Saturday, September 17th. Kenny Neal from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, kind of has a soft spot in my heart right now because of the turmoil that they're having in Baton Rouge with the weather. 40,000 homes were affected, and 4,000 people had to be evacuated. So Kenny was playing from 6:15 to 7:30. Prior to that is going to be basically a Boston All-Star group where we have Anthony Girasa and the Boston Blues All-Star. So it's kind of a jump blues band with horns, with great female vocalists, Michelle Evil, Gal Wilson, and Tony Lynn Washington. So it's going to be really great. If people are familiar with the Room Full of Blues, this is going to be very similar to that. Zach Harmon, guitar player from Texas, will be playing from 2:45 to 4 on the main stage. And opening up the main stage is from New York, Slam Allen, who used to play 9 years with the great James Cotton. Also in the tent, Guy Davis, who we talked about, who'll be a trio. Wonderful singer-songwriter. His parents were Ruby Dee and Ozzie Davis. And Blackburn, which making their first United States appearance. Very excited. They're kind of like a Neville Brothers of Canada. They're all brothers. And Harrison Kennedy, who was the band leader for the great Detroit band, chairman of the board in the 70s, Give Me Just a Little More Time was their big hit, million seller. He's going to be singing his hits backed by that band. So that's really, really special. And what I try to do programming-wise, if you miss one set, you can catch the second set in the tent. So it's really trying to something for everybody. If they get there early in the afternoon enough, they can catch just about everybody on the bill. That's Saturday, Erica. And then we go into the Galleria where we have a great double feature showcase with Beretha Reddy. You would love her. What she does is she dresses up in like a Bessie Smith kind of gown. It's her and a piano player. She'll have flowers in her hair, and she'll do all that bawdy Memphis Mini, Lucille Bogan, the 20s and 30s kind of music. So she'll be playing from 9:45 to 11, and then Zach Harmon will be playing inside from 11:30 to 1. So then we go to the next morning. We have the gospel brunch from 11 o'clock to 12:30 with Gaye Adegbolola and her women folk, four of them. And then we start, we go outside, and we do day two, which is Sunday, September 18th with the Campbell Brothers. You're hip to them. They're from Rochester. It's that Sacred Steel gospel music. It's one of my favorite bands. So they're playing from 1 to 2:15. We always start Sunday with going to church. Then Andy T, Nick Nixon Band, they're from Nashville, and they were nominated as Band of the Year this year. Taranzo Cannon, there's a big buzz on him. Taranzo was just signed by Alligator Artist, and Taranzo, he plays an Albert King Flying V, but great story. He's a Chicago Transit Authority bus driver during the day, and he's a blues man at night. So he's very contemporary, and then the next act is close to my heart. I kind of handpicked that. Mike Wheeler, who's a guitarist bandleader from Chicago, used to play with Big James Montgomery, a trombone player. His band with Jimmy Burns and Peaches Staton, who's a great female vocalist. So it's like I try to do. They don't necessarily play a lot together, so sometimes you put people on stage and magic happens. And then headlining day two, the great Ronnie Earle from 8 to 9:30. So it's 17 national acts over the period of September 16th, 17th, and 18th. Outside or inside, showcases. The Thirsty Moose, which is a bar right on Lake Harmony, has free entertainment Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with Bobby Kyle, who is Johnny Copeland's band leader. Vanessa Collier, she is really turning some heads. She's a saxophone player. She played with Joe Louis Walker for 2 years. young lady in her early 20s. She's playing a set in the tent on Sunday, but she's closing and she's running the after party. So really excited of celebrating 25 consecutive years of blues. And the guests can go to PABluesFestival.com, and there's on-site lodging and nearby lodging. So that's another thing. In Lake Harmony, in the area, right off the turnpike, right off Interstate 80, there's plenty of hotels within a five-mile radius or on-site.
Michael Claren, founder and producer, speaking about the Pennsylvania Blues Festival, 25 years of the blues in the Poconos, September 16th, 17th, and 18th at Split Rock Resort at Lake Harmony. Indoor showcases Friday evening and very special guests. And for all the information you need on the web, PennsylvaniaBluesFestival.com, PennsylvaniaBluesFestival.com. Michael Claren announcing the 25th anniversary of celebrating the blues in the Poconos, founded in 1992. It was then known as the Pocono Blues Festival. That was until 2010. It's now the Pennsylvania Blues Festival, 25 years of blues in the Poconos, September 16th, 17th, and 18th at Split Rock Resort, Split Rock Resort, Lake Harmony. And for more information on the web, PennsylvaniaBluesFestival.com. PennsylvaniaBluesFestival.com. That's Eddie the Chief Clearwater, and he will be headlining with the Ronnie Baker Brooks Band, Chicago Greats. And that's just the start. It's the Pennsylvania Blues Festival, September 16th, 17th, and 18th at Split Rock Resort, Lake Harmony. For more information on the web, PennsylvaniaBluesFestival.com. Eddie the Chief Clearwater and the whole roster at the Pennsylvania Blues Festival, 25 years of blues in the Poconos, September 16th, 17th, 18th, Split Rock Resort, Lake Harmony, PennsylvaniaBluesFestival.com. Clear water.